The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" When the men came to the Lord, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?'" At that time, Jesus cured many of their diseases, sufferings, and evil spirits. He also granted sight to many who were blind. And Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. The poor have the good news proclaimed to them, and blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." The Gospel of the Lord. Who sent his disciples to ask Jesus a question?
John,
very good. And who is John? John the Baptist, very good. Now, what do you know about John the Baptist? He baptized Jesus. Anything else you know about John? Okay, he's Mary's nephew. He's related to Jesus. They're second cousins. Mary and Elizabeth were first cousins. Anything else you know? Wow, very good. You know, the people asked John, "Are you the Messiah?" And he said, "No, I'm not. Someone is more powerful is coming after me." Okay, so there is like two kinds of questions, right? One question you ask, like when I ask you, who is John? Well, you have to give me an explanation, right? But if I ask you, do you know John the Baptist, how would you answer? No, not who he is, but do you know him? Have you met John the Baptist? No. So some questions, their answer is easy, simply yes or no. Now, when the disciples asked Jesus, "Are you the one?" how could have Jesus answered it? What could Jesus have said? Very good. She listened to the first reading. She said he could have said yes, and that's what I was looking for, but also she said that he could have said that God is the creator of all the heavens. Very good. So Jesus could have said yes or no, right? It's a simple question. But instead, what did Jesus say? He said yes, but how did he say yes? He didn't just say yes. Okay, that's true about God, but how did Jesus answer the question, if he's the one?
He showed that he spoke to them things that only Jesus can do.
Very good. He told them things that only Jesus or God can do. He said the blind, he's opening the eyes of the blind, now they can see, the lepers are cleansed, the dead are coming back to life, and these things. He answered the question indirectly that only God can do these things. So obviously, he's the one, right? So it's not sometimes enough by our words to answer our questions, but we have to show by our actions. Our actions have to kind of are better witness than our words to what we're trying to say. So all of us know, what do we celebrate at Christmas? The birth of Jesus. And is Jesus the one? Yes, very good. Now, what people, you know, looking how we celebrate Christmas, can you give me an examples of how people can show that really we're celebrating the birth of Jesus at Christmas? Okay, you can put a nativity set. That's what you're saying, right? Put a nativity set with Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus there. What other ways? Very good. We can make sure we don't forget it's not about the presents, because we're all excited about the present, but it's about Jesus. What other ways? You can spend time with your family, maybe reading the story of the birth of Jesus. You can do what? Very good. You can go to Mass on Christmas, right? If it's the birthday of Jesus. Do you have an answer? The same thing? Yes. You can share some toes, give gifts to other people who necessarily you know, but who are maybe don't have people who can, their parents can afford them toys. Very good answer. You can bring joy like Jesus did. And that's important for us to remember, that it's not enough we say, yeah, I believe Christmas about Jesus, but our actions should show how to really believe that Jesus is the reason of the Christmas season, right? And you mentioned very good examples. So I hope that between now and Christmas that you practice these things. You share your joy and you tell them it's because Jesus is the joy of the world, so that's why we're joyful. We tell them, you know, that we have a manger scene because it's about Jesus, that if you're giving gifts to families who are needy or other children, that you're doing it because God gave us Jesus as the gift. So a lot of things we do about Christmas really points to the reason that Christmas is about Jesus. Like, why do we have lights on Christmas trees or we have lights on our homes? To light up the world, because who's the light of the world? Jesus. See, everything, the gifting, because God gave us Jesus as a gift, so we give gifts to one another. We put lights because Jesus is the light of the world. We celebrate, we have parties, we get together with family and friends because God chose to become and celebrate with us, become one like us. So everything we do about Christmas can really point to Jesus if we keep that in mind and we practice it ourselves. Let us stand for our prayer.